Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody, welcome back for another success sermon. I am excited to be here with you all. Last night, I was laying down last night, and as I was laying down, I want y'all to see this shirt really quick, because this is a pretty dope shirt. This was made by my brother, Abraham Scully. His brand is Speaks to Inspire, because he speaks to inspire. He talks about mental health, and he addresses all these other dope things. So I just wanted to show y'all this shirt, because he's doing great things, and this is one of my favorite shirts. So shout out to my brother, Abraham Scully. But really quick, when it comes down to a winning life philosophy, it goes right here for me. I'm just going to share this with you, and I'm going to hop off, because this is going to be a quick one. So often in life, when we get hit with many things, we get rattled, and it ultimately affects what we're able to produce. It ultimately affects us moving forward and progressing, and it affects our relationships and everything around us. So I want to give you three A's right now, because in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of people waiting for a second stimulus check, in the midst of people who have spent up their first stimulus check, in the midst of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people losing jobs, losing their livelihoods day in and day out, here's the life philosophy right here. So often, as we're moving forward, we don't assess where we currently are. I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to get a pen and write that down. Just write down, how can I assess where I currently am? Because if we never assess where we are, we can't determine where we're going. If we never assess where we are, we can't determine how far we've come from. So we can't get too up on ourselves, or we can't beat ourselves down too much. So first, we have to assess where we are. Then second, after we assess where we are, then it comes to the place where we say, okay, well, if I'm getting progress, let me begin to see what I'm doing well, right? And then if we know that we're regressing, then we have to adjust accordingly. So first, we assess where we are. Then second, we adjust. If we're sleeping too much, then we might need to go to sleep a little bit earlier. If we know that we're taking time and we're wasting it, or we're not investing time where we could be, then we might want to adjust where we're investing time. We might want to adjust where we're investing money. We might want to adjust the people that we're surrounding ourselves with. So first, we have to assess where we are. Second, we have to adjust either our circumstances, or adjust our time, adjust our investment, adjust our energy. And lastly, this is my favorite. Then lastly, we accelerate, right? I remember when I was playing football, okay? And this is a funny story, because I was a terrible football player, okay? And that's just what it is. I was about 6'5" in high school. And then I'm going out there. I'm like, yeah, I want to be a wide receiver. And they're like, John, well, we have 25 wide receivers, so we don't need you to be a wide receiver, son. And I was like, coach, but I want to be a wide receiver. No, John, you don't need to be a wide receiver. I said, okay, fine. I said, I want to be a defensive back. Like, let me be a cornerback. Like, John, we have 16 cornerbacks. Actually, most of the wide receivers, they're playing cornerback. So we don't need you to be a cornerback. I'm like, man, what can I be? He said, John, you could be a tight end. And I was like, but no, I don't want to be a tight end. I don't want to block. I don't want to do this. And then as I began to later learn what was required from a tight end, I had to assess where I was. I had to realize, John, wide receiver's a little bit more flashy. You're not that. You're a tight end. Your job isn't more so to catch the ball. Your job is more so to block, right? I had to assess where I was. Okay, I got to block. Now I have to adjust accordingly. I have to prepare myself to get in the mental state to block versus to get in the mental state and prepare myself to catch the ball. So that was adjusting. Then I began to accelerate. When I began to understand, don't look for the ball, just look to begin to block. Then I began to focus on the techniques of blocking. And then getting to this place, this ultimately allowed me to accelerate. I ultimately accelerated out of football because I realized that football wasn't for me, because I can't turn it off and turn it on and be angry and then be happy, or be angry and then be excited. Shout out to all the football players out there. Shout out to Vanderbilt University. Got to speak to those men the other day. Great opportunity there. We're talking about mental health. But when it comes to a winning life philosophy, I just want to drill this down one more time. You have to assess where you are. You have to adjust. And then lastly, you accelerate. Too often we get it flipped. We try to accelerate, then we try to adjust, then we try to assess. It's too late. You can't go fast doing things wrong. Like if you're doing something wrong and you're trying to speed up doing it wrong, you're ultimately going to create more damage.